The Illinois legislature in the midst of its spring session, and a lot of legislation has been filed, and a lot of that deals with education. Our education desk reporter, Dusty Rhodes, joins us now to talk about some of the bills that are out there. Dusty, let's talk about what you're seeing right now in education, a few of the ones that have caught your eye.
Okay, well, I'll start with the one that everybody's talking about. It's really boring, so we'll kind of get it out of the way first. It has to do with teacher evaluations, and you know, this matters most to teachers. This one is an initiative from Chicago Teachers Union, and it's carried by Kimberly Lightford, Senator Kimberly Lightford. She's been the head of education committees for 17 years or something like that. And this would essentially undo legislation that she passed in a previous session. She's not willing to talk about it yet. They're still having some meetings about it. It hasn't been called in committee. So there's not much I can tell you about it other than it's happening, and educators are very interested in it.
Do you know if most teachers, are they on board with ideas in it or against them?
There were four levels for teacher evaluations, and it collapses it to two, basically a pass-fail. And it also de-emphasizes student progress as a measure for teacher evaluation. So I don't know how that's all going to work out after the talks. The talks are not open to the public, so we'll see.
And what are some other bills that you're watching as well?
A lot of people are obsessed with property taxes, and so Representative Fred Crespo has a bill. It would prevent districts from raising property taxes if they have 50% of their operating budget in reserves. So it's kind of seen as an alternative to the property tax freeze. That's getting some interest. Another thing that's very popular with Republicans is making PE optional, letting districts decide whether or not they want to have PE. Schools consider this a big unfunded mandate. That seems to have a lot of traction, but it stalled in committee. Then there's some kind of like little novel bills that wouldn't seem to be broadly popular, but yesterday I heard a bill about who decides whether twins or multiples are in the same classroom or separate classrooms. You'd be surprised. Everyone has an opinion, a very strong opinion about this. So this bill would demand that districts consider each family on a case-by-case basis instead of having just a blanket policy that twins are never together or twins are always together. There's a bill that has not been heard yet, but there's a little bit of buzz about it from Senator Martin Sandoval that would provide vocational education for 11th and 12th grade. Like, juniors and seniors could choose to just take a purely vocational track. I don't know how that's going to work out, but it's an interesting bill. You know, sometimes people file legislation and it's just an idea for this year, but then next year, and it doesn't go anywhere, but then next year it comes back a little more thought out, and this could be that kind of bill. I don't know. Representative Sonia Harper has a bill that would require schools to provide accommodations for lactating students to breastfeed or pump in, you know, some private place. That one hasn't been called yet. There's a similar bill from Leticia Wallace that would require schools to provide feminine hygiene products in the bathrooms for free. That's definitely a mandate. Mandates are not popular. Unfunded mandates are not popular at all. Senator Lightford has another bill called Unnecessary Arrests, and it would take money that certain districts use for law enforcement and channel it toward restorative justice, training teachers on conflict resolution, things like that. It would take, she's trying to take cops out of schools and reduce arrests of children.
Now, of course, you've covered quite a bit on the funding issue, efforts to try to change how Illinois, you know, gets money to schools, funds schools, which is so heavily reliant on the property tax right now. There is legislation that would deal with that issue, but at this point, it's hard to say where that's going.
Well, I've done a story on Representative Will Davis's bill. It's the evidence-based model. It was attached to the Funding Commission's report, but it it's not like the final version of it. This formula would be reviewed every year by a judgment panel, and the way that Representative Davis has it in the bill is not even the same composition of the judgment panel that the commission came up with. So he filed almost the exact same bill last session and never called it in committee. And he told me he wasn't sure he was going to call this one, and so far he hasn't. Meanwhile, Speaker Mike Madigan has announced another education funding task force, because we so need another education funding task force. They were supposed to meet this week. It's postponed until next week, and Republicans still have not appointed anyone to be on that task force.
I guess those people who have been watching this issue and thinking maybe we're moving towards some consensus, should they get their hopes up here this session with everything else that's out there? It doesn't seem as though the two sides are all that close at this point.
I would never advise anyone to have hopes this session, except for this one bill that I call the duh bill. This one really seems like it will pass. And it has to do with Title I funds. When schools hire a teacher, they put a little bit toward their pension. The school puts less than one half of 1%. But when they hire a teacher using Title I funds, which are federal funds for low-income students, currently they have to pay 39% of that teacher's salary toward the pension fund. And on July 1st, that rate will go up to 47%. So almost half of that teacher's salary will go toward unfunded pension liability in the teacher retirement system. We are the only state in the nation that does that. And this bill did not get very far last session, but this session, I think people are understanding it. It's got huge bipartisan support, and it will really help out schools that have a lot of low-income kids.
Before we let you get away here, higher education, there's certainly legislation there regarding it as well, even though the budget still has not yet been approved and higher ed institutions are going without money from the state right now. What's some of the higher ed bills that really stand out to you?
Well, most higher ed bills have been sent to subcommittee, which is, I think, rest in peace, all those bills. One of those was from Tom Cullerton, which would have limited bloat in university administration. One that's still alive is from Senator Pat McGuire, and it would refund some tuition money to students if the state gives universities less this year than they gave them in 2015, in FY 2015. That hasn't been called, so I haven't heard any discussion about it, but Senator McGuire runs the Higher Education Committee, so he can certainly use this bill however he wants.
That's Dusty Rhodes. She's our education desk reporter.